This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A federal judge has restored endangered species protections for gray wolves. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, that shakes up Colorado's work to bring back the species.
Mike Phillips is a wolf expert who supported the 2020 reintroduction ballot initiative. He says the court decision means Colorado can no longer manage wolves on its own.
Colorado is now firmly connected to the federal hip.
The legal shift comes after wolves migrated into Colorado without human help. The state's led efforts to manage those animals. Earlier this week, it attached a tracking collar to a female wolf pup in Jackson County. That now could be seen as a violation of federal law. The state will also need federal permission to follow the ballot initiative and reintroduce the predators by 2024. A Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesperson says the agency has asked the federal government for guidance. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado Democrats have announced a plan they say will improve public safety. If approved, the several-part legislation would provide more than $110 million for priorities like hiring police, supporting victims of crime, and upgrading street lighting. It would take money from the general budget and federal COVID relief efforts to pay for it. This is CPR News and KRCC. For Metro Denver and Colorado Springs, snow is likely today, mostly in the afternoon and tonight, and it is expected to impact this evening's commute. In Denver, it's 32 degrees, Grand Junction, 35. It's 9:06.